Yo, what's up? This your girl, Lady Q, checking in on this Monday. First and foremost, I want to thank God, my ancestors, for giving me the opportunity to speak with y'all today, tonight, this evening. I want to jump right into it. We're going to talk about Ms. Sha'Carri Richardson, one of the fastest women, black woman, on the planet. Okay, 21 years old. Beautiful girl out here doing her thing. Things that she wanted to do in life, she's accomplishing. She's elevating. And all I hear is you bitch ass niggas. And I'm gonna say this. Bitch ass niggas, okay? I had to say it twice. Because it's the men, it's our men that's talking down on her the most. Saying she looks like a man. Or she ghetto because she got long nails and weave and shit like that. What the fuck? I'm all natural. I don't wear all that shit. But I don't talk down on a motherfucker that do. Because I wore it before. I don't wear wigs, weave, because make my hair itch. I don't wear long-ass nails. I wear nails, but I don't wear long-ass nails. You know what I'm saying? Because I do other things in my life. But I don't sit and talk about the next person's image. Like, what the fuck? That's her. And to hear a black man try to bring her down and say, oh, she's manly. She's a man. She got too many muscles. Bitch, nigga, are you jealous? Fuck boy, you mad because she more toned than you? Ho nigga, you mad because she out here running and making, you know, making moves in her life? Pussy nigga, you mad because her hair is cute and yours ain't? Because you niggas out here talk like a bunch of bitches. Let's be real. I ain't never seen that many hoe ass, hating ass, pussy ass niggas in my fucking life. It's sickening. How all y'all niggas like to talk down on women. It's like y'all a bunch of bitches gossiping at the fucking lunch table and shit. And females, we gossip, but we don't gossip like you niggas. You niggas are out here really fucking gossiping like a bunch of hoes. Like I seen a nigga write a whole 5-page motherfucking post about how this female look. How her legs look like man legs. How her arms look like man arms. How her weave was too colorful. How her nails were too long. Newsflash, bitch. Jackie Joyner, FloJo, both had long ass nails when they ran. And they were one of the fastest women on the fucking planet. But you hard ass niggas always got something to say about a black woman that's trying to elevate in life. Pussy nigga behind the motherfucking keys. Behind the motherfucking keyboard on your phone. Talking shit about a black woman. And it goes to show how these motherfuckers are raised and what type of households they come from, because your mama must have been a motherfucking hating ass bitch for you to even complain about how a woman look when she's performing what she loves to do. This young woman probably been talked down on, told she wasn't gonna make it, all kind of shit. And look at her. She's going to the Olympics. She's going to Tokyo. She's about to compete against a lot of motherfuckers. Other people that's fast. And she's representing. She's doing it for the culture. She's representing for our people. Our people in the U.S. And the only thing y'all motherfuckers can say is, oh, she looks like a man. Or her hair is too colorful. And why she got that weed? And why her nails so long? Bitch, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Like, this shit really pisses me off, y'all. I don't understand that shit. I hate a hating ass motherfucker. That shit is irritating. It irritates my fucking soul. Let this woman live her life and live her dreams. Because she's made it this far. The y'all could at least congratulate. Stop fucking hating. Like, the shit is dead. It's 2021. You bitch ass motherfuckers should be out here trying to get it in. Motherfucker, if you mad because she faster than you, then nigga go to the motherfucking gym, work out, and run around the motherfucking track a few times so you can get on her motherfucking level. Because she out here doing the motherfucking thing. Point blank, fucking period. And I just really started paying attention to her. Like, I've heard of her, but I never really watch until, like, the other day. When I seen some of her highlights and I seen the actual final thing, and I was like, whoa! She cold-blooded, and her strategy is dope as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And I just hate to hear people talk down on greatness. She's about to be a legend, you know what I'm saying? why I hate. She damn near about to beat Flo-Jo's record. Ain't nobody in history beat Flo-Jo's record, but she close. You know, they already comparing the two right now. You know, the strategies, the smoothness of it all. They comparing the two right now. Y'all ain't peeped that? Or y'all sitting back talking about how manly she look? Because 9 times out of 10, the niggas that swear she a man and look like a man or whatever the fuck I got to say, got a whole feminine tendency going on. Your bitch ass niggas probably wear drawers, panties and bras and shit. Sitting there talking about a female behind a keyboard. Nigga, shut the fuck up. That shit pisses me off, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Anyway, man. Shit. I just had to say that. You know. Because it's just so weird to me. It's just so weird. And I hope everybody that's listening, all the fathers, had a wonderful Father's Day. It's just crazy. Anyway, man. I ain't got nothing else to say. Y'all know I ain't scripted. I speak my motherfucking mind. I curse a lot, so if you don't like it, then you know what to do. But anyway, I had to get that off my chest. I had to take a breather at the end of that shit. I had to shake my head real quick because there's a lot going on with you motherfuckers and how y'all be judging folks and talking about women, especially y'all niggas need to stop talking about females. Stop. Cut it out. Okay? Anyway, this your girl Lady Q checking out, man. Y'all have a fucking wonderful night and stop hating. Peace.